I'm speaking with Mary Kay Thatcher, American Farm Bureau, and we're here at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit. And I guess, first of all, the question I might ask is, what are the types of challenges, issues, things that this group is facing that are being talked about here at this annual get-together?
Well, I think we're obviously talking about the animal welfare issue, but we're also talking about the broader issue of just, you know, what is the perception of farmers and ranchers, and how can we improve on that? How can we get the word out?
Is there anything that you've heard that is maybe a good takeaway for groups like yours and others that are involved with this alliance from here?
I think when we talk about animal welfare, it's sort of a downer because we have suffered some losses, especially in some of our states. But I thought the comments about the Missouri puppy mill bill yesterday was very interesting. The fact that agriculture was outspent like 40 to 1 and yet, you know, came up with only losing by a couple percentage points and then was able to turn it around and go to their state legislature. And so I think that's a really good message for people to take away, to see that, you know, if it comes to my state, I don't have to just throw up my hands and give up. There are ways to resolve those problems.
Yeah, like, don't assume that you've lost before you've even started.
Absolutely. And you know, don't wait really to get ready until it comes to your state. And I think we've learned that lesson, and the Ohio folks have led us on some good learning sessions over the past couple of years. But it's always good to be reminded that you can't wait till the last minute. You've got to start getting the umbrella out before it starts raining.
We had a political commentator, pollster Frank Luntz here. I thought he made some very interesting comments that I wonder how will be taken by some of the people here. Was there anything you heard him say that maybe was startling or interesting?
Well, I think that his whole thought process about making sure when we make comments to people, we don't just jump into our expressions of concern, but we give them a little credibility first and say things like, I get it, I see where you're going, and give them a chance to pause, and then we can come up with our 45-second elevator speech, was really a great piece of advice.
Now, he had quite a few in there, and I'm going to hopefully be able to share some of that later. Just looking ahead, going away from here, what do you think you'll be going back to the Farm Bureau and doing as we meet some of these challenges we've got?
Well, we're going to continue to have to do better about helping our states be prepared for this, and seeing if we can continue to share stories about what's worked in certain states and what hasn't. You know, we've done fairly well at the federal level at keeping animal welfare issues off of the table. I think they probably will come about as part of the Farm Bill, but I don't think they'll be overwhelming. I think instead our opponents have decided to focus on the states, and so national groups have to make sure that they are being helpful to the states and being sort of a coordinating force.
Yeah, I think I heard that idea expressed in several of the presentations. So Farm Bureau has obviously got the organizational ability to, like you said, really provide some help out in the states. Anything else that, you know, is kind of just top of mind hot buttons for Farm Bureau right now that we didn't touch on?
Well, the other thing we've been working on a lot is the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and that's a very broad spectrum of groups that belong to that. I think have been very successful in putting up some money to start that process. But we know, too, that there's never going to be enough money in the world to go out and buy huge advertisements in the Wall Street Journal or do what ADM does on the Sunday morning news shows. So this is going to be about how do we coordinate with the states on these messages. And I think we've had some ideas here about states that have sort of started their own groups and are sort of waiting for some of that information from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. So it'll be incumbent on us to make sure that other states understand that, you know, they can't simply wait for the national folks to do it. They're going to have to be part of the team.
Well, it will be interesting to see, because that effort, as you mentioned, is just kind of getting started, and it's formed now. And so we're looking forward to seeing what some of the first research is going to suggest be done. That's Mary Kay Thatcher with American Farm Bureau Federation, and we've been visiting here at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.